I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While Vietnam has been dropped in the United States list of countries of particular concern, Christians are still reporting difficulties. Churches have been destroyed and believers have been forced to recant their faith. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein confirms the reports and says churches are growing and Bibles are needed. He says Bible distribution's been hampered by the U.S. decision.
There's only about two or three groups that are actually carrying Bibles into Vietnam that we know of, and we're one of them. People have backed off. They say, well, you know, Vietnam's not so persecuted, but it really is.
Volunteers are needed. Go to our website to help. Next, have you ever wanted to make a permanent impact on someone's life in a short period of time? A CURE International short-term trip may be just for you. Fourth-year medical student Matthew Hershey says his CURE trip to the Dominican Republic
opened doors for me in my mind, and it really allowed me to see that it was possible to function at a very high level of care equal to U.S. standards. Down in the Dominican Republic, where obviously your resources are not as readily available.
CURE is always looking for medically trained volunteers, but you can help even without those skills. To learn more, visit our website. And what if the bread of life wasn't available to feed your spiritual hunger? Missionaries in Papua New Guinea with New Tribes Mission are making sure this doesn't happen. By translating God's Word into tribal languages, believers have the truth for years to come. New Tribes reports tremendous growth in the indigenous church, but the translation team needs your help. Ask God to provide strength for Bible translators as they continue their important work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners, people willing to pray over MNN news stories every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.